That's not something that's typically done. Universities are typically pretty invested in doing work that is within their institutional walls, especially in the humanities. And so we're really excited about this opportunity to try two initiatives that will let us experiment at scale, both to raise the visibility of the humanities throughout the region and beyond, and also to help us think in fresh ways about some of the enormous challenges we face in the 21st century in ways that humanists and artists can contribute to, and also in thinking about the challenges we face in graduate education in the humanities. So it's a very extensive group of institutions that will be able to collaborate together.
What kind of curriculum are we talking about within the humanities here? What sort of lessons are we be taught?
So the grant is funding our experimentation with two initiatives over about 3 years to start with, and then we'll see where we go from there. But the first two initiatives include a series of summer workshops for pre-doctoral students in the humanities to help train them for careers outside of the academy. Because as we all know, there's been a lot of coverage in the higher ed press and even in the national press about the ways in which graduate education is shifting, about the ways in which the job market is shifting, especially in the humanities. And so these summer workshops, and we're collaborating, I should mention, one of our partners in this project is the Chicago Humanities Festival. They're going to be key collaborators with us on that project in Chicago, as will the Graduate School of Library and Information Science here, in helping us put together these three-week summer workshops that 30 students from the 15 institutions will participate in. And we'll just bring in lecturer after lecturer after lecturer to help them train and prepare for all kinds of careers outside of the traditional kinds of careers they might anticipate. So in other words, rather than replicating ourselves as scholars for the kinds of jobs that increasingly don't exist, we'll be experimenting with how we can train pre-doctoral students in the humanities for careers outside the university.
Could you provide examples of a couple of these non-traditional careers?
Sure. I mean, we could imagine doctorates going out and working in nonprofits and NGOs, at public radio stations, libraries, museums, learned societies, all kinds of careers that are out there for people. And some of our humanities students won't end up perhaps in the places that we can even imagine yet. So that's the first initiative. The second initiative is called the Global Midwest. And it's a grand research challenge of the kind that responds to the important report that was created by the American Academy of Arts and Sciences and released last summer called The Heart of the Matter. And one of the things The Heart of the Matter sets as its goal is encouraging all disciplines to address major global challenges that we face in the 21st century. So the Global Midwest Challenge is basically a process through which we can distribute money to cross-institutional teams of scholars and students who want to work on projects that will help us address some of the biggest challenges we face now in the Midwest. And so in some respects, it's an experiment in applied humanities that will allow both multidisciplinary teams and cross-institutional teams to work together on big problems of immigration, health, food supply, water, all kinds of things. But it also is there to help fund historical research of various kinds on the ways we've become a global Midwest.
You talked about cultures and economies. It's interesting just because maybe the research discusses, I think, economy, and I think of the state of Illinois, and I think of all the troubles that we've had.
Yes, and we believe that humanities and arts faculty have an important role to play in addressing issues of importance to our moment, like the challenges we face in the Illinois economy. So again, these aren't the kinds of questions that we typically imagine humanists engaging in, but we're hoping that we'll see some very interesting and innovative kinds of projects emerge from this. But I want to emphasize, too, that along with the applied humanities, we also are hoping to see teams of scholars who work in more traditional ways. We've had, for example, a pilot project running up to this project called Performing the Global Middle Ages that has allowed a consortium of medievalists from around the Midwest to work on creating new kinds of performances of medieval plays. And those have happened both here and at Notre Dame over the past year and a half. So one could imagine different kinds of things coming out of this, both in applied humanities and a more sort of traditional brand of humanities scholarship that could be seeded by this, but that would happen in new ways And one of the key pieces of this that I don't want to neglect to mention is that by bringing teams of scholars together to work across institutional boundaries, we're also hoping that they're able to leverage the distinctive resources that we all have on our campuses, even though there are tremendous variations among the different ways that our campuses are resourced, and we all have different kinds of collections and special performing spaces and museums and libraries, but we have different kinds of things. And no matter how wealthy a university in the consortium may be compared to another, it still isn't going to have an even distribution of resources. So we're hoping that by working across institutional boundaries, teams of scholars can also leverage the distinctive resources that exist in these relatively geographically proximate institutions that want to work together.
And this is just funded, the $3 million funds 2 years of it. Then beyond that, you'd have to seek out additional funding.
We're hoping that we can work with that foundation beyond that. This is a sort of a first couple of years test phase to see how we do. And the grant actually helps us, is really extended over a three-year period for the first two initiatives. So we have some time to get up and running. We need to build some infrastructure to get it going.
It sounds as if people that are seeking careers in humanities type fields, it's really wide open. We provided some examples, but some ideas, some things that people weren't even aware that were out there.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's one of the exciting things right now about the conversations that are happening nationally in the humanities. I was just attending on January 9th. The Chicago Humanities Festival, the Modern Languages Association, and the American Academy of Arts and Sciences got together to organize a Chicago Humanities Summit. And we heard from speakers like the CEO of Exelon, who was talking about the ways in which the humanities have profoundly influenced his career. And he spoke about how important he thinks a broad and even a very deep education in the humanities is for the people he hires and who he wants to work with. We're seeing a more public conversation. That's just one example, but a more public conversation about the ways in which humanities educations can lead people to careers in almost any field. If you're going to be in computer science, you need to specialize ultimately in computer science. But the humanities provide the kind of critical thinking skills, the ability to have a broad sense of cultures and what makes the world special, unique, unknowable, unfathomable, and wonderful all at the same time. Those are the kinds of skills we think everybody needs to be successful in the workplace.